In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's lectionary selection of scripture is one of my favorites. I love the scene of Jesus finding his disciples and commissioning them to the work of spreading the good news of salvation by fishing for people. In today's lingo, it would be known as target discipleship. This is to say, the art of recognizing an individual's gift, targeting those set of gifts with a specific message, and then recruiting that person to be a worker for Christ. It all sounds very easy, but trust me, it is not. Perhaps that is why I love this passage so much. I love the fact that Jesus defies the conventional wisdom and does not try to lure the movers and shakers of his time and region to promote his idea. That, as we all know, is the approach most of us take. Some would even argue that is how the world works. And I think we all know why then certain isms exist that enslave and control the lives of people. They exist because we nurture them. Jesus liberates us from isms. So, his approach makes sense. Don't pick the people for the ministry of liberation, healing, and restoration, those who may have a vested interest in maintaining control and power. Choose people from Galilee, the most powerless region, the Galilee of the Gentiles, as the scripture puts it for us today. And then choose the hardy laborers, those who don't mind leaving their entire world, including their families behind, for the cause of healing, restoration, and ultimately liberation. And then know that as they labor, they will find themselves in the temptation of thinking that they know it best. Like Judas, who disagreed with Jesus and therefore betrayed him, or will try to bring about a revolution, like Peter, who also questioned Jesus' plan and wanted to take over with the power of his sword, or will focus on their own self-preservation, like all those who followed Jesus and lost hope once he was crucified. In other words, when you take on the commission of target disciple making for the purpose of spreading the good news, know that those you recruit will also transform as they experience the power of the cross unfold in their lives. Paul understands that this is at the core of what is transpiring in Corinth. The Corinthians wish to stay focused. And for that reason, they want to align themselves with the leader who understands the message the best. Interestingly, that is church history in a nutshell. Passionate people finding their passion so focused on an aspect of Jesus' teaching that they lose sight of the ultimate purpose of following Christ. I absolutely love how Paul passionately deconstructs this very innate and very natural phenomena of finding security in what we know, what we can see, what we can understand, and the people we can relate with. In other words, the passionate defense of our self-constructed identity. Paul not only deconstructs that identity, but calls into question the very phenomena of self-preservation of identity. In Paul's words, those who are perishing, do not get the message of the cross. They do not get the idea of self-sacrifice. But those who are being saved, this is to say those who are on the journey of salvation, are the ones who understand that this journey entails self-deconstruction. True liberty does not come by being set free by someone else, but by being set free from our own. And that is not an easy task. Each one of us is trapped in some kind of an identity issue, whether it is a claim to wisdom, social class, wealth, race, gender, sexuality, physical appearance, social order, morality. The list is never ending. Whatever it is that we claim to have and passionately defend, Paul is right. The message of the cross forces us to re-examine our identity, to deconstruct it, and to let go of whatever it is that keeps us from proclaiming the true freedom in Christ. That is the unity of purpose and spirit that Paul calls each one of us to turn to. That is the power of God that he wants Jesus' followers to experience. May God open us to that experience, that unity of purpose and spirit, that journey of self-deconstruction, that journey of the cross. And may such a process illuminate the world and make known to the world the salvation we find in and through Jesus Christ. Amen.